I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Words matter. They matter a lot. Carefully chosen and timely words have the capacity to spark a lifelong romance. Vicious words can serve as the proverbial knife thrust into the broken heart. Soothing words offer solace in the midst of emotional torment, and carefully strung together can form a stunningly inspiring poem. Listen to what Confucius had to say about the subject nearly 2,500 years ago. Without knowing the force of words, it is impossible to know more. Clearly, this week's essayist, Stephanie Neri, agrees.
The written word is a superhero of sorts, endowed with endless powers and capabilities. While I've always enjoyed reading, I didn't truly appreciate the infinite powers of the written word until a tragic event left me praying for a hero. Surprisingly, I found my savior in a poem. Late one night in my early 20s, I received news that my mother had died unexpectedly at the age of 51. While the few months following that evening are a blur, there is one moment I recall quite clearly. It was shortly after my mother's funeral when I received a card from an old high school teacher. Enclosed was a copy of a poem by Maya Angelou called When Great Trees Fall. Rereading the poem today, I can still feel the small blossom of comfort that began with the last stanza. And when great souls die, after a period, peace blooms, slowly and always irregularly. Spaces fill with a kind of soothing electric vibration. Our senses, restored, never to be the same, whisper to us. They existed. They existed. We can be and be better, for they existed. Less than a year later, at that same teacher's funeral, I gave a copy of this poem to his own daughter, with the hope that I might return the gift of comfort that he had bestowed upon me with Angelou's words. Since that moment, I have become more attuned to the powers of the written word. I've discovered their ability to unite vastly different people through book clubs, to reassure a first-time mom that she's doing the right thing, to awaken something in an otherwise listless eighth-grade student, to provide relief after a stressful day, a much-needed laugh after a bout of depression, or, like this very segment on Rhode Island Public Radio, to inspire one to put her own words on paper, with the hope that those words will bear a superpower of their own. I believe in the heroic powers of the written word.
Stephanie Neri was raised in Portsmouth, Rhode Island, where she lives with her husband and two children. She teaches English at Barrington Middle School. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.